North Korea has begun dismantling key facilities at a site used to develop engines for ballistic missiles. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports it is a first step towards fulfilling a pledge made to U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Washington-based group 38 North said Monday that images showed dismantling operations at the Sohae Satellite Launching Station. The work was being done on a building used to assemble space launch vehicles and a nearby rocket engine test stand used to develop liquid fuel engines for ballistic missiles and space launch vehicles. President Trump said after his unprecedented June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, Kim had promised that a major missile engine testing site would be destroyed very soon. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
After U.S. President Donald Trump warned Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to never threaten the United States, Iran appeared to dismiss the threat, accusing Trump of psychological warfare. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Asked if the U.S. runs the risk of inciting war with Iran, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders had this response.
Look, the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
Sanders and other Trump administration officials say the goal of U.S. policy is not regime change, but to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons, no matter who is in charge in Tehran. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
The Israeli military said it shot down a Syrian warplane Tuesday after it entered Israeli airspace. A statement issued by the Israeli Defense Forces said it fired two Patriot interceptor missiles at the fighter jet after it crossed into Israeli territory. This is VOA News. A wildfire raging east of Athens has killed dozens of people and injured more than 100, including 16 children.